19 months after international borders were slammed shut due to the coronavirus, there's finally hope for tens of thousands of Australians still stranded overseas and for those here who want to leave the country. That is, at least if you're in New South Wales. The State Premier today announced fully vaccinated international travellers would no longer need to quarantine in hotels or at home from the 1st of November. But just hours after Dominic Perrottet declared Sydney was open for business, the Prime Minister stepped in to overrule key elements of the plan, confirming Australians and their families would be prioritised over tourists and foreign workers. Jamie Travers begins our coverage.
A bold prediction from a new Premier.
People in New South Wales will be flying to Bali before Broome. I want to open up New South Wales to the world. We can't live here in a hermit kingdom.
Dominic Perrottet announcing New South Wales and inadvertently Australia was reopening to the rest of the world from the 1st of November, with quarantine scrapped for the fully vaccinated.
From 1 November, those people, returning Australians, tourists who want to come back, who want to visit Australia, who want to come into Sydney, hotel quarantine will be a thing of the past. We will require which will work with the Commonwealth Government, that those people coming into Australia, whether it's a tourist or returning Australian, that you will need to do a PCR test before you board the flight, and that you will need to show proof of your that you're double vaccinated. If you are fully vaccinated, if you're returning Australian or a tourist, that you should have to do hotel quarantine. This is going to be a boom for people coming back home, and it's going to be a boom for our tourism industry as we lead the nation out of this pandemic.
A welcome move, according to Prime Minister Scott Morrison, but he says foreign tourists will need to wait their turn.
Federal government is not opening it up to anything other than Australian citizens and residents and their immediate families. That is what will happen from the 1st of November in New South Wales, and indeed all around the country for Australians departing. To return to Australia, obviously they'd have to do that through Sydney or under the capped arrangements in other states and territories.
That advice contradicting the New South Wales Premier's proposal from just hours before.
The Premier understands that that's a decision for the Commonwealth Government, not for the state governments, and when we believe that's the right decision to make, we'll make it at that time. I'm going to progress steadily, but at the same time carefully, and I welcome this first step. I think it's a positive step.
And the Prime Minister wasn't the only one caught by surprise. So was Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young.
There's just been an enormous change this morning that I haven't been able to get my head around, so I need to go and work out what that change means. Opening the borders to New South Wales then leads to a flow-on to every other state.
And Victoria's Health Minister, Martin Foley.
Good on New South Wales. I can't speak for what their thinking is. Victoria is signed up to the National Cabinet Plan for the reopening of international borders.
Australia's largest airline more firm in its response, Qantas confirming that it would be bringing forward the restart of its international flights by 2 weeks to the 1st of November. The New South Wales Deputy Liberal Leader Stuart Ayres also confirming that the state will continue to operate a slimmed-down quarantine system for the uninoculated.
If you are not vaccinated, you will still need to quarantine, and that quarantine will be capped at 210 people a week.
And that the government was pulling the pin on the state's home quarantine pilot scheme, describing it as valuable but a drain on resources.
It's identified for us that the location and facial recognition-based services app works incredibly well. It also has told us that our ability to do that at scale is immensely challenging.
And it wasn't just international border changes revealed today. Victoria also announcing from Tuesday, fully vaccinated people in New South Wales won't need to quarantine to come to the state, only isolate until they return a negative test. But Melburnians will have to wait until the state reaches its 80% double dose vaccination target before they can travel more than 25 kilometres from their home. While those in Sydney hoping to travel to regional New South Wales have had their plans delayed, with that pushed back until the 1st of November to allow regional areas to catch up on vaccination rates.
That's Jamie Travers reporting.